This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The transient population in Nome has access to more services through places like the Norton Sound Health Corporation's Day Shelter. KNOM's Emily Hofstetter talks with the Day Shelter guests and staff to hear about how the shelter is impacting lives after 1 year of being in operation.
Robert Lincoln had exciting plans when he got his dividend check last November.
I wanted to celebrate my 40th birthday, which happened in October.
Lincoln caught a plane from his home in White Mountain, found a place to stay in Nome with friends, and went out to the bars in the evening. But before long, Lincoln says he overstayed his welcome and found himself with no money in Nome and nowhere to sleep.
I found this place and I decided to clean up, and that took a little effort.
He admits that he fell into a nearly annual cycle of coming to Nome, drinking too much, and becoming homeless until his family paid for a ticket for him to get back to White Mountain. But as of this January, Lincoln says using the day shelter and Nest have made a big difference in his life.
I have a job as of last night. A couple days ago, I just got an apartment, so I do feel as though I'm getting somewhere.
Guests come to the shelter for all sorts of reasons and lengths of time. The day shelter is staffed by recovery coaches like Shannon Klazeski. She sees herself as a support for guests, whether that's finding them someone to talk to or connecting them with resources.
If someone shows interest, then we'll ask them, or I'll ask them, okay, what are you going to do today? What is next? What do you need to do next to get to your goal?
In September, NSHC acquired $167,000 in federal funding for the shelter, which allowed for the hire of another recovery coach. Guests aren't required to work with a coach, and not all day shelter guests need one. Sometimes, Klazeski explains, engaging and supporting the guests means brewing coffee or simply being available to them. There is a dignity in the way that guests are treated, Robert Zulik of Little Diomede observes. He says that makes guests feel like a community.
But the way I see the shelter is now, it's like bringing a family together and sharing and sleeping, eating. And I've noticed people, their attitude has changed a lot, and they're a lot more friendlier.
But due to his own battle with alcohol and because he's had nowhere else to go in Nome, Zulik has ended up sleeping in the cold before. Still, he doesn't think the shelters are enabling alcoholism.
My opinion is whether they're a shelter or not, they still would come here to Nome.
And most of those transient visitors will end up homeless if they stay in Nome. And though he's grateful for the help of resources like the Nest and Day Shelter, when it comes to sobriety, Zulik says the individual has to make the choice to change. The Day Shelter has its own challenges, too. Zulik, Lincoln, and Klazeski all agree that with as many as 30 guests daily, the shelter is getting crowded. Behavioral Health Services Director Lance Johnson says he still sees two big barriers preventing people from finding their own wellness paths.
Housing and employment. And housing and employment are the top two needs to help people build that self-esteem until we can figure out the housing situation here in this region. And it is the entire region. We're going to struggle with this.
Lincoln has housing now, but still comes to spend time at the day shelter with friends. And while he works to maintain his sobriety, Lincoln is looking at options with Arctic Entries to see what his educational options are.
I've got this far. I can't wait to see what comes next. I am working at the Nest at the moment. I was there on a mat. Now they've hired me for being sober and volunteering my time.
Maybe with the help of BHS, Lincoln thinks he can someday address the issues that caused him to get stuck in the drinking cycle to begin with. But for now, it's a new life in Nome for Lincoln. Reporting from the NSHC Day Shelter, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
For KMBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.